Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and praise the Lord, we're together again. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to read some verses out of Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for taking the word of God and making it so alive in our hearts. We know, we thank you for the written word, Lord, but we know that Jesus was the living word who came down. He dwelt among us. He was the word made flesh, dwelling among us, and we beheld his glory, even as the only begotten of the Father. Lord, we thank you for the living word of God, and we thank you, Lord, that we shall be so in love with you. We shall so delight ourselves to do your will, even as Jesus, that, Lord, we shall be as it says in your word, you make your angels spirits and your ministers a flaming fire, Father, that we, your people, would be on fire, that you would, Father, stir the ashes that have been burnt down, just like a natural fire, Lord. Sometimes the ashes have to be turned and kindled so that the flame can grow again. Light the lamp of our first love, O God, that burned with holy fear, as the song goes. Father, stir us by the hand of your anointing and open your word to our hearts, that we might be those ambassadors, those ministers of reconciliation that you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, let's look at what Isaiah was saying. He was in prayer. He was saying, Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And then that verse 4, I hath not seen, ear hath not heard. There's a New Testament correlation, if you will, found in, it is in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 9. But as it is written, Paul says, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for him that love him. Praise God. So what can we glean from these four verses of Scripture? The language of Isaiah is so heart-moving as he cries out to God that God would rend the heavens and come down. Lord, we want to see your power. Is that your cry today, beloved? Oh, there's such a need for a rending of the heavens, if you will, because so many of God's people have become lukewarm. The sin of backsliding has closed them off, if you will, to the presence of God. The communion with God has been cut off. The people have said, you know, I'm just not able to feel God so in my life. I haven't felt him so long. Well, beloved, God did something for us. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple had to be rent in two because no one but the high priest could have access to the Holy of Holies. But now, through Jesus Christ, his atonement, we have access to the very throne of God. We have communion. We have fellowship with God. We can now come boldly before the throne of grace to find the grace that we need and the help that we need in the time of trouble. And so, God, in these last days, it's our prayer, it's our heart's cry, and it's His desire to manifest His power in the lives of multitudes in these end times in which we are living. What does verse 1 say? That He would come down and the mountains might flow down at Thy presence, praise God. That He would basically rend the heavens or open the heavens and come down, that there would be a demonstration of the power of God, a manifestation of the presence of God, that the mountains may flow down at Thy presence. How can we cause that to relate to us? Not just the physical mountains, but what are the mountains in your life? The mountain of difficulty, the mountain of unbelief, the mountain of lukewarmness or backsliding, the mountain of churchianity, the doctrines of men, the mountains of sickness or disease, slavery to fear, sorrow, weakness, the mountain of anything that would dishonor God, the mountain of indifference, of lukewarmness. Beloved, we need to see God do a work within the church, a burning work. It says that as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the water to boil, to burn out all spurious and ungodly teachings and actions, that warming work that would cause the waters to boil. Have you ever watched water come to a boil in a pan on the stove? It starts out, there's just the slightest of movement, and then the little bubbles start to come to the top, and then all of a sudden, when that temperature reaches a certain point, those waters just boil. And beloved, when the Holy Ghost begins to move in the midst of the people of God, and personally in my life, in your life, our hearts begin to boil just like that pot of water, just like the bubbles they start a little bit, just a little bit, and then before you know it, it's a full boil. And the power of God's presence is like a flaming fire in our hearts, in our spirit, in our souls. When our hearts are aflame with His Spirit, what will happen? We will have a burning desire to proclaim His word to the multitudes. Remember when you got saved? Remember when you were so thrilled with what God had done as your... I remember in my life, I called relatives. I was so excited about what Jesus had done in my life. Well, not everybody was, they weren't happy to receive it, but that didn't make any difference. I didn't care. I knew what Jesus had done. We need that same fire of that first love. And then we'll desire to do whatever God requires or asks of us. Our words will be anointed by the Holy Spirit, and our testimony will be blazing with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Not only will we desire to know Him as never before, but when our hearts are made to burn within us, while He speaks to us out of His holy word and through the Holy Ghost, our tongues will become like a flame of the holy fire, if you will, to speak forth the glories of His name. As David said in Psalms, I made reference to it, He makes His ministers a flaming fire. And the desire of our hearts, beloved, ought not to be just for our personal blessing, not just for self-gain. For when we put the Lord first in our lives, when we delight to do His will, then, what have I been talking about on the broadcast? We'll see all of our needs met. But then this holy desire is first and foremost that God will give us, that we can see the name of the Lord made known to His adversaries, that the nations may tremble at His presence. Hallelujah. Verse 2, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the water to boil, to make Thy name known to Thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at Thy presence. Oh, beloved, a time is coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. The wicked will hide themselves in caves, and they'll call out for the rocks to hide them from the presence of the Lord of hosts, from Jesus, who is coming to avenge Himself of His adversaries. Hallelujah. He in turn, beloved, will make his name known to His people. He seeks to be sanctified in His people, that unbelievers may know that He is God. Let me read a few more verses in Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. And I'm going to read verses 8 through 12. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Surely, he's speaking to us now, I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine for which thou hast labored. Hallelujah. But they have gathered it. But they that have gathered it shall eat and praise the Lord. Are you ready for that, beloved? And they that have brought in together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. That's another message. Maybe next week I'll be sharing. Moving out the stumbling blocks. Behold, verse 11, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. For the word of the Lord would come to you, beloved, and I would have you to know that, yea, the time of the Lord's favor has come. Does not my scripture declare, for the Lord has a set time to favor Zion. And lo, this is a time of blessing. This is a time of increase in your life. If you have the ears to receive the word of the Lord, if you have the faith in heart to receive that which I speak to you even now, you shall know that I shall cause the place of your tent to be enlarged. Strengthen your stakes. Stretch out those corners of your tent that you might receive the blessing of the Lord. For I give to you increase, says the Lord, not just in the natural realm, but spiritually. You shall cause, yea, your soul to be satisfied with the portion of the Lord which I give to you, and you shall see that increase. You shall know that I, the Lord, shall cause you to be even as a flaming fire. I shall anoint your lips, and your tongue shall speak the word of the Lord, even as I spoke to Isaiah when he saw the Lord high and lifted up in his holy temple. Rejoice, this is the works that I shall do in your life and not in another, says your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I receive that, Lord, and may your people receive that word of blessing. Lord, make us as ministers of fire in these last days. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. As always, I invite you to share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Won't you write? Share your needs. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.